This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think if we had Trump on, there's a more likely chance if we called Trump, he would answer more than our guy Hauser. It's unbelievable. He's amazing. I'm texting with him at 11:30 last night about the speech and when it's going to start, whatever. But then when it's time to track him down to come on the show, nobody's close, right?
Just trying to pound out a couple more miles, man.
Okay.
I'll try him again.
All right, try him one last time, and then we're pivoting to Susie, because what we've decided to do is Susie one segment, Hauser one segment, and then a little national radio talk. We've covered a variety of topics today. You can always podcast the show. Odyssey, Apple, almost all places you get your podcast, except if it's another company. It'd be great if another company would post our show. I would really appreciate that. I don't think they're going to do that. But we talked Thomas Lane, released today. Your thoughts on that? Chris Schaefer was in for Adam. We had Jamie Ukas at 1:30. We talked a little Bob Seger and school costs. And right now we're trying to talk DNC. But the Hauser man, he's dedicated. He's hardworking. He's entertaining. He's informative. But he's elusive. That's it. Pivot to Susie. We'll go to him second segment if he's there. Or else we're giving him the Heisman. For a day. I mean, is it just ringing and ringing and ringing?
A lot of ringing going on.
Okay, just
a lot of ringing.
Hang up.
That's kind of fun, though.
No,
good,
it's not ring. Call Susie. Let's get Susie in there after she... I guess the only time Tim Walz has talked to local media, right? When he recognized her, it's a shock. A politician praised the crowd. It would have been good if he said, Jesus, they were dead, weren't they? I mean, they didn't get my material at all. Who are these people? And then he reflexively said, I don't know when I get back to Minnesota. But then it was, wait, State Fair? Yes, I'll be back at the State Fair. So here she is, Susan K. Jones from Chicago, who, Dave, was just harassing Tim Walz.
I'm sure she was.
You know, how did the Secret Service handle that when you snuck in and asked him a question?
Oh, they were not happy with me. I said, I'm from Minnesota.
Okay.
He's our governor.
Yeah.
He's our governor.
Go right in.
Yeah, go right in. We won't check you or anything. If you're just from Minnesota, go ahead.
Oh, Lord. They were not happy with me. But I heard from our friend Tori Van Oot with Axios that he was going to be at this youth council, so I went and parked myself there. And by gosh, he showed up there and rallied the kids. They all started yelling, coach. I mean, he's kind of a rock star around here. And anyway, I knew I wanted to ask him a question personally.
Can I say enough of the coach talk? I'm tired of the coach talk already. We never had the coach. Now, obviously, you're conveying. I'm just me being me.
Yeah.
You know me. My policy has always been, this is my policy. If I'm playing for someone, he's coach. Okay. Like when sports reporters refer to someone and they're interviewing somebody and they call him coach, it's like fingernails on the blackboard to me. I don't want them calling me reporter or flaky talk show host, you know, or moody talk show host, you know, or vagabond talk show host, whatever it might be.
Oh,
and all of a sudden, it shows the image that national campaigns, Harrigan, you chime in too, that they want to put out, because Kamala, whenever she's coach, is here. Like, did that? Yeah. We basically, and again, he was a coach, and I don't doubt he was into it. And if people enjoyed coaching for him or playing for him, great. But did we ever call him coach here in town? Ever?
No, that's a new thing.
Dave? You
missed an opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
Yeah, somebody thought it was a good idea.
Dave, you're such a fraud.
Anyone who's ever even coached youth sports,
okay, well,
I refer to as coach.
Okay,
as just a sign of respect, Chad.
Call me coach.
All right, coach.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Call me coach.
I heard
have you
were
ever
very
coached?
Good.
Yes.
Have you ever coached?
I have. I'm call me coach from now on. What the heck?
I am. Yeah. All right, I
would have destroyed that Mankato team, too. Dead to me. We would run them over. Okay, so he's there. He has become... Because of how demonstrative and as enthusiastic as he has been, he's emerged even more than your typical VP, right?
I would say, yes. He has more energy than I don't know how he keeps it up because he is everywhere. He's going in and out of these caucus meetings, and he speaks tomorrow night, so that will be interesting.
Yeah, and again, that's with the DNC. That doesn't mean the opponents have to embrace him and like him, okay? And so now we have this new story. I read it in the Times today. So I want you to chime in because for a long time, if you've paid attention to Tim Walz's story, along with his wife, they've talked many times about having their kids through IVF, okay? And the governor has talked about it. But the New York Times story talked about it's similar to IVF, but it is different. So I'm getting the part where I'm getting the name again. Why am I sorry about this? It is.
I mean, the procedure IVF.
No, it's not IVF. It's uterine insemination, or it's called IUI. It is a less invasive fertility procedure that involves placing sperm directly in a woman's uterus to increase the chance of fertilization. Unlike IVF, the IUI procedure does not involve frozen embryos, which the Alabama High Court ruled should be considered children. Now, I'll say this because this is becoming a big thing today. J.D. Vance has called him out saying, who would lie about IVF? I personally don't get, Susie, why didn't just say IUI before, okay? I would have just said that. But I don't think this is some giant conspiracy. It's the same type of idea that they couldn't naturally conceive, and this is something very similar to IVF. And there have been some interviews where he has said, an IVF-like treatment. So I'm thinking this is like a 1 or 2 day story, but if you're a Walz critic, they're coming up already, Susie. Well, this is another lie that Tim Walz is saying. Do you think this has any legs? Because I think after a day or two, it's gone.
I would say in this atmosphere here, yes. I mean, you're not getting a lot of it. A couple people are poking around at it for a story, but as you say, is it semantics? Is it, I mean, if he would have said we used fertility methods to conceive a child, that would have been more of an umbrella statement.
Yeah.
But maybe in the interest of simplicity, because people understand IVF.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a more understandable word or, you know, that most
understand.
People get that.
Yeah.
The other one, you'd say what, another acronym for that?
Yeah. Okay. So, Dave, when you guys were looking, did this IUI come up, or when I was going over this now, were you just hearing this for the first time?
No, if it's what I think it is, it's what we tried first.
Okay.
It was just taking my semen and having injected, as you said, into the uterus in hopes that
it
would work. And that was something, if I remember, I think that was covered by insurance.
It is.
Which is why we certainly tried that first.
Yep.
Cost-wise, in speaking with the doctors, we were not very hopeful that it would work. Turns out it didn't, so we had to go the full IVF route.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we went through that. I think twice we tried that and then had to move on.
But the idea that this is some giant lie that Walz has been perpetuating, get out of here. I mean, if you want to go at him on policy position, go ahead. He's left of my politics for sure. But on this one, come on, stop.
It's very different. The procedures are very different.
Yeah.
just as far as, you know, what you have to go through, even just leading up to with medications and, you know, all the shots you have to do and all the stuff that IVF, that's much more invasive.
Yeah. And that's why most people, it sounds like, might have tried this first.
Yeah.
Easier and covered by insurance. Okay. Before we let you go, what stood out most to you about yesterday?
Last night, you mean?
Yeah. But yeah, yesterday, yeah.
Well, I mean, last night was the big night. I think that it was amazing to hear how long the standing ovation went on for Hillary Clinton. I think she was moved. I think they wouldn't stop. I mean, it was more than 2 minutes, and that feels like a long time when someone's starting to speak. So I think that was a moment that a lot of people shared with me this morning was special about last night. Obviously, a lot of reverence, a lot of warm wishes for Joe Biden. Obviously, that was emotional as well, hearing from his daughter. But yeah, I would say that was my, you know, I did not get on the floor last night, so I was watching it from like the nosebleed seats with the gentleman from Maryland, and we were, you know, watching and, I don't know. It was a different night. I'll tell you the other thing I didn't get a chance to, since we last talked, is it was a debacle getting in.
That's what I heard. How tough was
it? United Center. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And well acknowledged. I mean, today they're telling the delegates this morning at breakfast at the Fairmont Millennium, you know, go at 3. If you need to
really?
Make sure you're in there, go at 3:30. Because the buses start at 4, so don't. You know, and the convention starts at 5:30 with speakers, and so many people were in line last night, and they were so discouraged and frustrated because they wanted to see that person that they had come to see, whether it was, you know, AOC or Hillary or Joe Biden, and a lot of people just left the line. They just said, we're going to go home and watch it on TV because this is hard.
Yeah.
And it was endless.
I'm glad you shared that. That's a clown show. And by the way, United Center has events constantly. It's not the first time Chicago's at the DNC. They got to be better than that. So I'll be curious if it's better today. Because asking people to be there at 3 o'clock, a lot easier said than done. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, so much is going on. Like right now at the McCormick Center, there are all these breakout sessions. That's one part of it. But, you know, you run into anyone and they're going to this lunch or that lunch or someone speaking there. Do you know what I mean? They're really all over the place during the day. And to sort of get back to the hotel and get changed and get ready for the night, maybe you're getting down there at 4:30, 4:45. But last night, that wouldn't have done it for you. You would have been in line in the bus. The bus is dozens and dozens and dozens of coach buses were backed up for a long way. And finally, people on the buses just got off and started walking.
Can't blame
only
them.
To find out there was another massive line. Geez. I mean, it was one thing after another. So, yeah, frustrating, I think, for a lot of people. But then in the end, obviously, it's their week. They don't want to have it be bad. So they were pleased to finally get in when they did.
Great stuff as always. Be well. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right.
Susie Jones, from Susie to Hauser, we think. Tom's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Turns out we had to hire a Secret Service guy to track this guy down and hold him in a corner. Our guy, the Hauser man, is here. Let's jump into it. If you're Joe Biden, if you're the president of the United States, and I don't agree with him. Okay, let me say that. Anybody, you know this. Anybody listens knows. I've been saying for a long time, I didn't think Joe Biden was up for the job. He doesn't agree with that. He thinks he's up for the job. He thinks people have pushed him out, and he's not pleased about that. If you're Joe Biden and you feel that way, and you're still the president of the United States, and you start last night, East Coast time, and he started the day East Coast time. And I got it. The whole country's not East Coast time. And obviously, in Chicago and where we're talking to the Twin Cities, we're not East Coast time. But you start at 11:26. Aren't you ticked off?
Well, yes. I mean, I would be if I were in his shoes. And don't forget, I went on the air last night, I think, at 11:32, because that's how late his speech went, even in the central time zone, you know, by the time he was done.
Yeah.
And there are very few people left watching at that time. And don't forget, some of the states that are Eastern time zone, Pennsylvania,
yeah,
Michigan, battleground states.
Right.
Now, granted, Joe Biden is not running right now, but he's out there trying to unify the party and touting Harris and Walz for president and vice president, and there's no one there to hear it. You know, if a tree falls in the forest in the middle of the night,
yeah,
and there's no one there, does it make a
right
sound? I mean, it's the same thing.
So we know they want this to be the Kamala show, right? I get it. They want to feature her. The speech, I thought, Tom, was about 85% Joe Biden talking about Joe Biden and what he accomplished. I thought maybe 15 or so. And he referenced her many times. I'm not saying he was not. But a lot of it is what we've heard before. Him talking about what he's most proud of about his presidency. You think that's what Harris wanted? Because to me, it sounded a lot like the speech he really wants to give Thursday night.
It certainly sounded like a legacy speech, a resume speech. Here's what I did. And it was everything except, here's why I want you to give me four more years.
Mm-hmm.
It stopped just short of that. He maybe filled in that part with vote for Kamala and Tim.
Yes.
But otherwise, buddy, what he really wanted to be saying was vote for me. But I think if you watch the speech and you watch the delivery, this is just my opinion. I don't do a lot of opinions. I don't know that he was going to be able to serve for four more years. It's just, you know,
I don't think so.
It's the march of time.
Yep.
None of us, age and time is undefeated.
It is.
And we're all getting older. And, you know, certainly no one wants you or me as president, even at our ages. But that might be for different reasons. However, with Joe Biden, it's just, I mean, it's time. And they talk about what a selfless act it was for him, you know, to give up the race. I mean, he had so many people arrayed against him.
He was pushed off the plank. I mean, on it, they were all about to go public.
Yeah, and if he had stayed in the race, he was going to lose by a lot.
Yeah,
because
exactly
all of the big supporters that you want in your corner were not going to be there, and because they couldn't be there. You can't be Nancy Pelosi and say, I think you should step aside, and then when he doesn't, go out and give a full-throated, you know, attaboy Joe, four more years.
Yeah, no.
You just can't do it.
So we had we had Suzanne before, and she talked about, and I'm sure you saw it, how incompetent it was for people trying to get into the arena. I mean, Chicago, get up to speed. You're not exactly Lakeland Shores. You've done this before. So what do you think? Was this just incompetence by the DNC? Was it some speakers who may have been good, like Raphael Warnock is a strong speaker, but he went on for a long time, okay? Was it they just mismanaged it, or they wanted to move Joe as late as possible? Which way do you think it is?
I think it was mismanagement. I don't think they really wanted to shove him out. I mean, the reason they're featuring him on Monday night is that's probably when the fewest people are watching. I don't think it was deliberate. I mean, they had to, I think they had to axe, James Taylor was supposed to perform. They had some other speakers they just nixed because this thing was just getting completely out of hand. And, you know, tonight they've moved the convention up 1 hour to try to prevent another timing train wreck tonight. So hopefully that will work out. I mean, I think I texted you. We were checking into our hotel just before 1 o'clock in the morning.
Jeez.
And it was just,
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't think that it was intentional. I think it was a little mismanagement. I heard there were some problems with the shuttles. I know when I went to pick up credentials yesterday morning, this was one of the funniest. I know Dilbert has been canceled, but it was the most Dilbert thing ever. You have to go pick up credentials that give you access to a lot of things, but they had the credentials in an area that you needed credentials to get to.
That's tremendous. I mean, if I was the Republicans, I'd be having fun with that. They can't they can't get people in the arena. Can they run the country? You know?
Well, they had, and keep in mind, this was at 9:30 in the morning on Monday, and they had us in kind of like a holding area where we had to wait until they could bring the credentials to an area where we could actually get access to them and where they weren't behind, like, you know, a security barrier. So that was a first.
That's
for me.
Good. That's really good. We just have a little bit of time. We'll get to you Thursday when we can have more time, because it'll be the day after Wall speaks and also the night where the vice president speaks. Highlight tonight is obviously Barack Obama. This is Chicago. Does Obama, turn on the full Obama magic, or is he holding things back a little bit because he also wants to make sure that Harris is the star on Thursday night? And again, there's plenty of people who are independents and conservatives who don't like Barack Obama. I got it. You don't have to. But in that building, he is still a flat-out superstar. So what type of Obama approach do you expect tonight?
Yeah, he'll get a tremendous ovation. I mean, an 8-year president, a successful presidency, known to be a great and occasionally lengthy orator.
Yeah, that's
so
correct.
All bets are off because he's been out of the limelight for a while. He may have some things he wants to get off his chest.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea, but he's also probably one of the more disciplined politicians out there who kind of knows, you know, when to hold them and when to fold them. So, but it's hard to say when you get out there and you're all enthused. But I got to be honest with you, Chad, you may have to tell me because I'm en route to Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, you're going to see Wall speak, right?
To cover Harris and Wall. I mean, we're here to cover Governor Wall.
Sure.
I find this very curious. They're leaving their convention.
I agree.
On a night when Barack Obama is speaking.
Yeah.
But here's my theory.
Yeah.
We've got all these Republican speakers tonight who are going to, you know, hammer home, we don't support Republican Trump anymore. And then you've got Harris and Walls going to the same arena where Trump and Vance accepted their nominations, and they're going to show, look, we can fill this hall too, even when these are not delegates.
Mm-hmm.
These are just people who are coming. Of course, now they're under the pressure to fill the place.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that pans.
I don't ever remember, Tom.
Walls and Harris there.
Do you ever remember during the convention the president and vice president having a competing event in another nearby city?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
in this case, the
aspiring president VP, right?
Yeah, every convention since 2000, and I don't recall this happening, although this is rare that you have a battleground state right next door.
Mm-hmm.
And people forget, even I interviewed Ken Martin the other day, and we're going to be airing some more of that, the DFL party chair. He said, this thing isn't over by a long shot. This honeymoon phase, the bounce from this convention,
for sure,
is going to end. And pretty soon, this thing is going to revert to the neck and neck race that we always thought it was going to be. And so it's probably an astute campaign political move to leave a state, Illinois, you know you're going to win, to go over to Milwaukee. And, you know, it's double barrel. You got Barack Obama on national TV. You've got your own rally over in a battleground state that is a must win, I think, for both candidates. And it's going to be fascinating. That's why we're going over to cover it.
Great stuff, sir. Thank you. We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll talk soon. I'll be texting you tonight, annoying you.
We'll be on tonight, 5 Eyewitness News.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
he's the best, Tom Hauser. Okay. It's National Radio Day. Okay. We're going to have traffic and weather. When you think of radio in your life, what comes to mind? Is it what brought you to radio? Could be this radio station. Could be another radio station. So when you think radio, and also, and I'm going to mention any other shows that are, whether they're in town or out of town, it's silliness. I've never bought in that. What? Who do you love on radio right now? on our, I hope there's plenty of people on this station. But who else in town or on podcasts? Because podcasts count as radio. I'm counting podcasts as radio because in about 7 years, we're all going to be podcasts. Okay? Only, probably. By the way, you can podcast our show, Chad Hartman Show. When you think radio, what first comes to mind and who or which show do you love on radio now? Mention a few on this station, that'd be great. But if you want to mention others, that's totally fine for this conversation. 651-461-9226. Start the text right now. Among the texts, probably not what you want to hear, but Al Travis has a very good show. He's right at center, which is a nice counterbalance to CCO. This person obviously doesn't listen enough because if this person doesn't think I'm a centrist, you're not paying attention. So I haven't heard of this individual, but if he's good, fantastic. Bravo. Jack Bogut, KDKA, Pittsburgh. Sutcher is the king of the podcast, but Chad is my go-to on radio. I hate day games. Speak for yourself. This show is a fan of those day games. And who's in charge of Odyssey right now?
David Field.
David Field. I don't care if it's David Soul from the heaven above. Keep the damn Twins. We want to keep the Twins. We should keep the Twins. The Twins and CCO Radio are a great fit. Some of our competitors, including my former station, which I only have fond feelings for, they're trying to close the deal. As a side, slight part of the deal, we don't mind getting an occasional day off.
You know what? Why make it occasional? Have you, Target Field is beautiful in the evening. Have you seen it during the day? Especially, during the week, Monday through Friday. Yeah. It's really beautiful.
All day games?
I think the Twins should really push for day games. Play the evening games Saturday, Sunday.
I don't want to get fired.
No one said you're getting fired. They'll be playing out-of-town games.
I think we might need to do a few more shows.
You might.
The KQ Morning Show and Garage Logic. A number of people loving. Hey, Garage Logic has had a phenomenal run. KQ with Tom, yes. Bernard, without a doubt, nothing close. The most dominant radio show in the history of this town.
I had to sneak listen to Tom when I was young.
Yeah.
He was forbade in my house from my mother.
And by the way, Tom has a podcast with Hubbard right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've not heard a second of the new KQ Morning Show. I'm not besmirching it in any way. It might be great. I haven't heard it. La-di-da, that's when I work. That's when I'm doing the show, prep for this show. So I don't hear a lot of morning radio. It's no criticism. That's just when I'm annoying you and calling you and things like that. Let's see. Brittany and Kendall on My Talk. Okay, I don't know.
It's the new Afternoon Drive Divas.
Okay. So
the new Lori and Julia.
That's right. Okay. I've not heard them yet. I'm sure I will. Lori and Julia, what a bleeping run for them. I don't know if I've ever met either one. We got Dan Seaman as our conduit. Dan is my great, great friend. He used to be my boss. I call him Patches because even though we were such great friends, he'd want to negotiate over $5. So he 900 days of the contract, we'd be great friends. All of a sudden he'd show up with his Northern Minnesota jacket with Patches on and be like, are we doing this again?
Here we go.
Here we go. But the Seaman is as good as it gets in radio. For me, I think about, obviously, Joe and Pat were a serious influence. I mean, Patrick Royce is my biggest influence in media, and nobody's close. It just is. Again, love my father. I miss my father. My approach is way closer to Patrick than it is my father, and I'm not imitating anybody. I was a sarcastic smart aleck when I was probably 2 days old, right?
So Pat liked you.
So what a shock that Patrick. But pre-Suchi Boy and Ricey, they used to have in KSDP, God, is this in the 70s? I think it's in the 70s. They used to have different writers host once a week, like Sports Talk at Night.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure Patrick, for sure Joe, I think like Dan Stone King might have. Like, I never wanted to be a talk show host. Never. I wanted to call play-by-play, and I wanted to call, and then I wanted to cover politics. That's what I wanted to do. And when I went to ASU because, number one, I wanted to get away from here. And number 1A was there's a great journalism school. As all the crap ASU gets, and a lot of it's justified, the Cronkite School of Journalism is very, very good. And I'd had the jobs, you know, around the country. And when I got the call from the Wolves about possibly joining them, I was also told it'd be a good fit to join their flagship station. And I knew what was going on because I was in La Crosse. But it was like WGUI. Like, why would I do that? Because I didn't aspire to do a talk show. I wanted to call games, right? I mean, and again, calling games is my favorite job ever. But I told this before, I met with Mick, and God knows if, what would happen if I wouldn't have met Mick. But I met Mick, and for 3 hours, Mick talked about himself for 2 hours and 57 minutes. I met three buddies afterwards who were convinced I would never come back because I said, I'm going to school. I'm never coming back here, right? Because my father wanted to do so, totally different from – I never wanted to be here ever, ever. Right. Lucky enough, I was offered a job a few times here and I said no right away, including replacing Cannon, you know, but circumstances change. I remember after I met my buddies, I'm like, well, how was the job? I don't know, but I know everything that this Mick Anselmo guy has ever done, you know. So, OK, you and radio, what do you think of when you think of radio?
Well, I do think of CCO because it was typical house. It was on. In the kitchen. The kitchen radio was not to turn from WCCO. So,
sure.
You know, it was Boone Erickson, then Dave Lee in the mornings, and then evenings, Cannon would be on in the, you know, when we were eating dinner. And my mom, if I remember right, and I'm pretty sure on this, she did not like the Cannon mess.
Really?
She did not care for the show that much, but you didn't change the radio. And they did that point of loss segment, which was fun.
Very
for
good.
Me and my brother as kids. We'd all listen to it.
Oh,
what's the answer going to be? What's
Charlie,
the answer?
Charlie Boone. Yeah.
Yes. So that was always on during dinner time. We did that. And, you know, I listened to a lot of John Hines in the K-102 days. Certainly loved that morning show when I was deep into country music as a kid. Listened to Hinesy a lot.
Oh, yeah. And a great human.
Yes, 100%. And like I said, sneak listening to KQ because I knew that my dad liked the KQ morning show, but my mom would not listen to it because it was a little bit objectionable for a young Dave Harrigan. So, you know, I had the radio in my room. Yeah, turned on, you know, put the headphones on, the Walkman headset. And
when Bernard emerged in the 80s, including with our late great friend Dan Culhane, changed radio.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely changed, just like Boone and Erickson changed radio here decades before. All right, let's get Jason in the mix. Keep the text coming. When you think of radio, either now or in the past, what comes to mind is National Radio Day, 651-461-9226. All right, radio, Steve Gorman is the name who's taken over for Tom. I haven't heard. I wish him the best. Lee Volsvik, you must know Lee, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lee's one of the great human beings of all time.
She's amazing.
Jesse. One text loves you, one text hates you. I mean, that's be memorable.
Right.
That's
it's
the whole
right.
point. Hines and Berglund, Mike and Mike.
Oh, yeah.
The Power Trip, American Top 40. I saw the American Top 40 when it first was out. Do we still have American Top 40?
Yeah.
Does Seacrest still
does
do
it,
that?
I think.
Okay, how about for you? Because you're a radio guy.
Right.
When you think of radio growing up, what comes to mind?
So I was, it was all talk for me, other than good morning shows, but like WGN in Chicago.
Sure.
News radio. I remember listening to Blackhawks games on a boombox in my bedroom. and Kevin Matthews, a comedian who did talk on FM.
He
FM
was very
talk.
Funny.
Loved it.
All right, we might continue this little canopy, and then Jason's going to take you home and later the Twins by 8 o'clock pregame.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Among the texts, probably not what you want to hear, but Al Travis has a very good show. He's right at center, which is a nice counterbalance to CCO. This person obviously doesn't listen enough because if this person doesn't think I'm a centrist, you're not paying attention. So I haven't heard of this individual, but if he's good, fantastic. Bravo. Jack Bogut, KDKA, Pittsburgh. Suture's the king of the podcast, but Chad is my go-to on radio. I hate day games. Speak for yourself. This show is a fan of those day games. And who's in charge of Odyssey right now?
David Field.
David Field. I don't care if it's David Soul from the heaven above. Keep the damn Twins. We want to keep the Twins. We should keep the Twins. The Twins and CCO Radio are a great fit. Some of our competitors, including my former station, which I only have fond feelings for, they're trying to close the deal. As a side, slight part of the deal, we don't mind getting an occasional day off.
You know what? Why make it occasional? Have you, Target Field is beautiful in the evening. Have you seen it during the day? Especially, during the week, Monday through Friday. Yeah. It's really beautiful.
All day games?
I think the Twins should really push for day games. Play the evening games. Saturday, Sunday.
I don't want to get fired.
No one said you're getting fired. They'll be playing out of town games.
I think we might need to do a few more shows.
You might.
The KQ Morning Show and Garage Logic. A number of people loving. Hey, Garage Logic has had a phenomenal run. KQ with Tom. Yes. Bernard, without a doubt, nothing close, the most dominant radio show in the history of this town.
I had to sneak listen to Tom when I was young.
Yeah.
He was forbade in my house from my mother.
And by the way, Tom has a podcast with Hubbard right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've not heard a second of the new KQ Morning Show. I'm not besmirching it in any way. It might be great. I haven't heard it. La-di-da, that's when I work. That's when I'm doing the show. Prep for this show. So I don't hear a lot of morning radio. It's no criticism. That's just when I'm annoying you and calling you and things like that. Let's see. Brittany and Kendall on My Talk. Okay, I don't know.
It's the new Afternoon Drive Divas.
Okay. So
the new Lori and Julia.
That's right. Okay. I've not heard them yet. I'm sure I will. Lori and Julia. What a bleeping run for them. I don't know if I've ever met either one. We got Dan Seaman as our conduit. Dan is my great, great friend. He used to be my boss. I call him Patches because even though we were such great friends, he'd want to negotiate over $5. So he 900 days of the contract, we'd be great friends. All of a sudden he'd show up with his Northern Minnesota jacket with patches on and be like, are we doing this again?
Here we go.
Here we go. But the Seaman is as good as it gets in radio. For me, I think about, obviously, Joe and Pat were a serious influence. I mean, Patrick Royce is my biggest influence in media, and nobody's close. It just is. Again, love my father. I miss my father. My approach is way closer to Patrick than it is my father, and I'm not imitating anybody. I was a sarcastic smart aleck when I was probably 2 days old. Right,
so Pat liked you.
So what a shock that Patrick. But pre Suchi Boy and Ricey, they used to have on KSDP. God, is this in the 70s? I think it's in the 70s. They used to have different writers host once a week, like Sports Talk at Night.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure, Patrick, for sure, Joe. I think like Dan Stone King might have. Like, I never wanted to be a talk show host. Never. I wanted to call play-by-play, and I wanted to call, and then I wanted to cover politics. That's what I wanted to do. And when I went to ASU, because number one, I wanted to get away from here. And number 1A was there's a great journalism school. As all the crap ASU gets, and a lot of it's justified, the Cronkite School of Journalism is very, very good. And I'd had the jobs, around the country. And when I got the call from the Wolves about possibly joining them, I was also told, it'd be a good fit to join their flagship station. And I knew what was going on because I was in La Crosse, but it was like WGUI. Like, why would I do that? Because I didn't aspire to do a talk show. I wanted to call games, right? I mean, and again, calling games is my favorite job ever. But I told this before, I met with Mick, and God knows what would happen if I wouldn't have met Mick. But I met Mick, and for 3 hours, Mick talked about himself for 2 hours and 57 minutes. I met three buddies afterwards who were convinced I would never come back because I said, I'm going to school. I'm never coming back here, right? Because my father wanted to do totally different from – I never wanted to be here ever, ever, right? Lucky enough, I was offered a job a few times here, and I said no right away, including replacing Cannon, you know? But circumstances change. I remember after I met my buddies, they're like, well, how was the job? I don't know, but I know everything that this Mick Anselmo guy has ever done, you know? So, okay, you and radio, what do you think of when you think of radio?
Well, I do think of CCO because it was typical house. It was on in the kitchen. The kitchen radio was not to turn from WCCO. So,
sure.
You know, it was Boone Erickson, then Dave Lee in the mornings, and then evenings, Cannon would be on in the, when we were eating dinner. And my mom, if I remember right, and I'm pretty sure on this, she did not like the Cannon mess.
Really?
She did not care for the show that much, but you didn't change the radio. And they did that point of loss segment, which was fun
for
me and my brother as kids. We'd all listen to it.
Oh,
what's the answer going to be? What's
Charlie,
the answer?
Charlie Boone. Yeah.
Yes. So that was always on during dinner time. We did that. And, you know, I listened to a lot of John Hines in the K-102 days. Certainly loved that morning show when I was deep into country music as a kid. Listened to Hinesy a lot.
Oh, yeah. And a great human.
Yes, 100%. And like I said, sneak listening to KQ because I knew that my dad liked the KQ morning show, but my mom would not listen to it because it was a little bit objectionable for a young Dave Harrigan. So, you know, I had the radio in my room. Yeah, turned on, you know, put the headphones on, the Walkman headset. And.
Oh, yeah. When Bernard emerged in the 80s, including with our late great friend Dan Culhane, changed radio.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely changed, just like Boone and Erickson changed radio here decades before. All right, let's get Jason in the mix. Keep the text coming. When you think of radio, either now or in the past, what comes to mind is National Radio Day, 651-461-9226. All right, radio, Steve Gorman is the name who's taken over for Tom. I haven't heard. I wish him the best. Lee Volsvik, you must know Lee, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lee's one of the great human beings of all time.
She's amazing.
Jesse, one text, loves you. One text, hates you. I mean, that's be memorable.
Right.
That's
it's
the whole
right.
point. Heinz and Berglund. Mike and Mike.
Oh, yeah.
The Power Trip. American Top 40. I saw the American Top 40 when it first was out. Do we still have American Top 40?
Yeah.
Does Seacrest still
does
do
it,
that?
I think.
Okay, how about for you? Because you're a radio guy.
Right.
When you think of radio growing up, what comes to mind?
So I was, it was all talk for me, other than good morning shows, but like WGN in Chicago.
Sure.
News radio. I remember listening to Blackhawks games on a boombox in my bedroom. And Kevin Matthews, a comedian who did talk on FM.
He
FM
was very
talk.
Funny.
Loved it.
All right, we might continue this little canopy, and then Jason's going to take you home and later the Twins by 8 o'clock pregame. All right, radio. Steve Gorman is the name who's taken over for Tom. I haven't heard. I wish him the best. Lee Volsvik, you must know Lee. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Lee's one of the great human beings of all time.
He's amazing.
Jesse, one text, loves you. One text, hates you. I mean, that's be memorable.
Right.
That's
it's
the whole
right.
point. Heinz and Berglund. Mike and Mike.
Oh, yeah.
The Power Trip. American Top 40. I saw the American Top 40 when it first was out. Do we still have American Top 40?
Yeah.
Does Seacrest still
does
do
it,
that?
I think.
Okay, how about for you? Because you're a radio guy.
Right.
When you think of radio growing up, what comes to mind?
So I was, it was all talk for me, other than good morning shows, but like WGN in Chicago.
Sure.
News radio. I remember listening to Blackhawks games on a boombox in my bedroom. and Kevin Matthews, a comedian who did talk on FM.
He
FM
was very
talk.
Funny.
Loved it.
All right, we might continue this little canopy, and then Jason's going to take you home and later the Twins by 8 o'clock pregame.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.